USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Monday, and as Russia and the Ukraine conflict continues, NATO leaders are questioning Vladimir Putin's mental stability. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the United States is seeking de-escalation with Russia.
He only cares about the peaceful international order insofar as he wants to disrupt it.
Ukrainian and Russian officials met for peace talks Monday, with both sides agreeing to hold more talks. President Joe Biden is not able to handle difficult international issues, such as defending Ukraine from Russian invasion. That's according to 54% of respondents to a recent Harvard-Harris poll. The poll taking place just before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside a Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Even with all the sanctions put on Russia by the United States, our government is still continuing to support Russia.
The United States continues to support Russia as we impose sanctions. The U.S. continues to buy oil from Russia, roughly 600,000 barrels a day. Due to the Biden administration taking America out of energy independence, Russia's invasion of Ukraine could drive up gasoline prices as much as $5 per gallon. Even though the United States and NATO sanctions have not included energy supplies out of Russia for obvious reasons. It should be noted, crude petroleum is Russia's number one export. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A group of Cuban illegal immigrants that came ashore in the Florida Keys is in custody. Immigration officials saying 13 people were taken into federal custody after landing Sunday night in Key West. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector saying the illegal immigrants were part of a maritime smuggling event that arrived in a homemade boat. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
After Democrats opposed President Biden's picks for the Supreme Court, one Democrat is hoping Republicans will support President Biden's. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
Even though he didn't get his first choice for a new justice for the Supreme Court, House Majority Whip Democrat James Clyburn told Face the Nation that he wants to see a large bipartisan vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
This is beyond politics. This is about the country, our pursuit of a more perfect union, and this is demonstrative of another step in that pursuit. And I would hope that all of my Republican friends will look upon it that way. Let's have a debate. Let's talk to her about her rulings and about her philosophy. Let's have a strong bipartisan support.
Clyburn initially pressed for South Carolina native Judge Michelle Childs to be the nominee because she went to a state school rather than an elite institution, as Brown Jackson did as she attended Harvard. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
TikTok users will soon be able to upload videos as long as 10 minutes to the app. The company announcing the increased length is starting to roll out to users today. The previous limit allowed users to upload videos as long as 3 minutes. The move comes as TikTok competitors are rolling out their own short-form video features. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.